الحمدللہ والصلاة والسلام على رسول اللہ اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد كما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلى آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید. A slight explanation of the surah والضحا واللیل اذا سجا. ضحا refers to when it gets really bright. It is before Zuhr time when you say now it's really hot. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Layl refers to the night. إِذَا سَجَى, when it spreads over. So sometimes there is darkness and sometimes in this world there is light. The surah was revealed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ill for a while. And the illness prevented him from easily standing up and going amongst his normal dawah. So one of the non-Muslim women of Makkah Mukarramah, she commented, because they noticed he's not coming out. He had a fever, he was not well. So she said, finally this man, shaitan, has left him. Finally. When she said that, others started adding on to that. And they said, actually, the one who he is working for, it seems that one got angry with him. So that one just left him now one side, he's gone sick, and game is over. These words hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was not well itself. And there was that space where from the last time he met Jibreel alayhi salam with wahi till now, there was a gap. So as the people were talking, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always find solace in new wahi. For him, new wahi was like for me and you, like new life. Whenever there was a gap with Jibreel alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get uneasy. A time came that he just would wait for Jibreel alayhi salam. Just wait. Jibreel alayhi salam said, we'll meet at a certain time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited. Walking in, coming out. Walking in, coming out. Aisha radiallahu anha says, something's wrong. He says, it doesn't happen like this. Doesn't happen. He says, Jibreel has never lied. Why is he not coming? How worried. Jibreel alayhi salam comes the next day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, like last night, what happened? He says, I came last night. But there were three things in your house which prevented me entering. Before this occasion, the prohibition of these three things had not come. Jibreel alayhi salam was now going to mention it and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Jibreel alayhi salam coming. There and there the order is given. He says, number one, a certain shelf of yours got a curtain. That curtain had some picture of an animate object. He says, we don't enter houses where there are animate objects. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately, Jibreel alayhi salam says, tell them, take that. And they must cut it into smaller pieces. And they must use it on a pillow which is thrown on the ground. That you stamp on it, meaning it must not have any honor. Then no problem. And he said, as for that picture at the door, it was the picture of the drawing of a man, or some men. Jibreel alayhi salam said, cut the top part out. So the heads come out. When the heads come out, it will be like just like a tree. Because their drawings were not like our exact drawings. They had like, it was a statue. So if you take out the head of the statue, you got nothing like but the trunk. He said, that's good enough. He said, then there's a dog under that bedding. Either Hassan or Hussein radiallahu an, it was a time in Medina Munawara, everyone had dogs. So they also had a puppy. And that puppy now was hidden because they had a lot of things on their bed like. So on the bed, you put their goods on top of the bedstead. So when that dog was under it, you don't even notice it. But they had kept it and many houses had puppies. So the dog was in the house. It was a puppy of either Hassan or Hussein radiallahu anh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately commands. Immediately. Why? Just to hear Jibreel alayhi salam saying, I can't come in. That was more than enough. Immediately commands. They say he gave the command that the dogs must be killed. He says, even if someone in a garden, but the garden was small, and he felt that there's no need for a dog in this garden. There's no need for a shepherd dog. There's no need security dog. He said, kill that. He said, yes, the very big gardens, you can leave those dogs. One by one. And he said, that paper, that picture there, take it out. That one, take it out. What we are explaining is, he had a unique relationship with Jibreel alayhi salam. A unique relationship. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant me and you this relationship with Quran. You have to feel it, that the day I'm not getting Quran, it's like something is missing in my life. They used to enjoy new revelation. New wahi was like something else. New revelation. So Jibreel alayhi salam not coming for a while, it made him worried. It hurt him, and now when the people were saying this. So then the surah comes. Allah tabarak ta'ala takes an oath, by the oath of the bright, the brightness of the time where it's very hot, duha, we call it chash. By the oath of a bright, bright day, and by the oath of a night when it spreads over everything. What this qasam was going to indicate is that the people are saying because new wahi is not coming, that means that Allah has left you. Rather it is that everyone loves it when you can see the world. Everyone loves it when it's daytime. I can swim when it's day. I can play when it's day. I can relax when it's day. I can learn sabak when it's day. But if daytime is to last forever, the body will be unable to manage. So nighttime must come. Nighttime comes to allow you to see the next day. Otherwise, if it is only day without night, everyone says, I like something. But the law is, too much of a good thing is not good. Too much of a good thing is not good. Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would say this. This is a little hard to explain. Those who understand, understand. He would say, your halal wife, don't make her halal all the time. You can understand that also. There must be gaps. There must be gaps. Too much of anything in life takes away the enjoyment in it and actually brings bigger problems. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ. That everyone says, I want sustenance, the doors of sustenance. Allah says, if I had to open it how you wanted it, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. My servant would become rebellious. The servant will say, I won't become rebellious. I'll get more time for your deen. It doesn't happen that. Sometimes in life we see everything going well, and then there's a dip. When the dip comes, this wadduha is saying that your life needed the dip. Because you were going high so fast, you're going to go over the cliff. There was a need for brakes. See, when you're driving on a straight road, and that boy now wants to show, my car can go, and his brother says, I dare you, 150, 160, 170. If the road doesn't make a turn, just because his brother dared him, he's ready to go 200 also. But when you're on 200 and one animal runs in front, the animal dies, everyone dies. Allah makes it that the road has to turn. Because the road has to turn, he never wanted the turn, but it forced him to slow down. Forced him. He took the turn, then an animal was running, but he was able to break. In life, there has to be night, which can allow us to get ready for the next day. If money comes all the time and there's never a day where it's held back, then that wealth will break a person. Sahabi radiallahu anhu heard this. He says, Allah calls wealth in Quran khair, goodness. So how can goodness come with evil? That if I tell a person, give me something good, and you'll say, you know what, too much of a good thing is not good. He say, good is good. How can too much of good not be good? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept quiet. Another sahabi said, I got upset. Why is he asking questions like this? But then he said, we saw perspiration on Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We realized wahi is coming. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam opens his eyes and he says, who asked that question? It is like as though he was praising him. We were upset with him. Like, why are you asking stupid questions? Wahi came with the answer. Revelation came with an answer. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, have you ever seen when it is green, spring? And how the land becomes such that the animal finds enough to graze on. He says, but that cow that eats. This narration I understood when we went to Macedonia. Because there my friend is a shepherd. So he was telling us to be a shepherd is not easy. So I told him like, but it's like the best life. You just sit there one side, you can take your kitab and you can just read like, whole day you just see the animals go up and down. He said, that's not a shepherd. That's a guard. He said, a shepherd has to make sure the cow doesn't eat from the same grass. I never heard that. He said, if a cow carries on eating from the same grass, that grass will kill the cow. The cow has to eat and move on. It has to eat and move on. Has to eat and move on. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when spring comes, it brings such lovely grass. But some of that grass can even kill the cow. He says, only that cow which eats and stops. And then it moves away in the sun and it allows the body to break it. He says, otherwise that good grass will break the cow. He says, you will see some cows bloating and some cows even burst. What made it happen? He said, the grass made it happen. He says, similarly, this wealth is good. But it is good for the one who takes it from halal and sends it in halal. He doesn't keep it. He takes it and he lets it go. Takes it and he lets it go. He says, as for that person who takes it from wrong sources, and he spends it in wrong sources, then that goodness for him is destruction. So too much of a good thing in life is not good. Whenever we will see some difficulty, you become sick. Read wadduha wal layli, because this surah was revealed when our master was sick. That sometimes you need to get sick, it'll slow you down a little. Many people's lives changed when they got sick. Many people's lives changed. It gave them a chance to put on brakes, now they're sitting in the hospital. Now they can't rush around, they can't swear, they can't shout. During that few days they started thinking about life. What if I die now? Is my estate sorted out? Am I ready to meet Allah? That person wasn't going to die. After 5 days he was going to come out alive. But going in the hospital, which for him was a burden. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Had your night not come, you would have spoilt your day also. Allah tabarak ta'ala, for Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ, one meaning was that we are not going to send Quran left, right and center, meaning every day. We're going to send Quran and we're going to give your ummah the time to digest Quran. They must practice on it, understand it, get used to it, then we'll send again. So you would love Quran so much, the people are not ready for it so much. Let little come, and when it's not coming, don't be sad. During that time, enjoy or put yourself in another. So when wahi is coming, teach wahi. And when wahi, new wahi is not coming, teach the old wahi. Similarly in our life, when things are going how we want it to go, we got a different work. And when things are going how we don't want it to go, that's where many people fall in depression. When they fall in depression, they're just sitting flat. When things are going not how we want it to go, we got some other work to do. That's why it happens. When it is daytime, we're swimming. When it is nighttime, even if you don't like to sleep, you have to go to sleep. Meaning you got some other work. If that person at night is just upset, why night? I want to sleep. I want to swim. He will be told, if you don't sleep tonight, you won't swim tomorrow. Now you got another work. When our life pattern changes, there's no place for depression. It is that if I was doing that in the good times, in the difficult times, Allah brought something else for me. In the difficult times, Allah brought something else. There's work for all occasions. There's no time for depression. When a man is sick, a person came to a great saint and he cried. He said, I had so much of desire coming for Hajj. I wrote out where I will be, what I will do, how I will make my ibadah, how many times tawaf. He says, I just reached here, I'm sick. I can't even stand. And we see that Hajj and Umrah. Some people go with so much aspiration. One friend came and told me, this is my first Umrah. I'm going. And it was Ramadan time. You get scared when a person's first Umrah is Ramadan because they think it's like South Africa Ramadan. Like you take your kajur, you go to the masjid front stuff and you break your roza. So he told me, my wife said, every day we're going to break roza in front of the Kaaba for Ramadan. So then I stopped. I said, hey, let me talk to you about. I said, that land is not the old land. I told him, my friend, even if you manage to break your roza on the tiles in front of your hotel, even then you must be smiling and you must say, I'm in the city of Medina. I say, for you to get to the Kaaba in Ramadan, you might not even see the Kaaba. There are some people who don't even see the Kaaba. When the crowds are big and that guards and you don't know how to get into the right place. That man, I met a person 10 days of Ramadan. After 10 days, he only saw the Kaaba when he made his Umrah. For 9 days, he never saw the Kaaba. He's just seeing a wall, just seeing a wall. When that aspiration is so high, now this man gets sick. And he can't even leave the hotel. So what he does, he sits in anger, depression. Why? He feels there's no work for him. So the saint said that, you know, you get two types of people. One is the man who has to clean the streets. You see him very busy, very busy. He's busy with his body. But when they pay him at the end of the month, they hardly pay him much. He said, then you get another man who works with his heart, meaning with his mind. He just sits by his computer, by his office. He got an aircon. He's just relaxing. His sofa is so comfortable. You will look at him and you'll say, you are like lazy, lazy, lazy. But he just sits there, he looks at a paper, he reads through it and he signs. At the end of the month, they pay him like 100 times more than the man who's doing lot work. So the saint said, you know why? You don't always get paid according to the movement of your body. Sometimes you get paid because of the strength of your mind. He says, similarly, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala pays some people when He sees them active. And some people get paid when their heart is involved in the thoughts of Allah. He said, your heart is the king. The heart doesn't need you to even be moving around the Kaaba. Sitting on your bed sick. He said, if you one time can say, Allah, I'm happy with your decision, you will get paid more than everyone going around the Kaaba. He said, now start your work. The man said, what's my work? He said, your work is to make dua. One man will go to the Kaaba and make dua for the Ummah. You sit in your hospital and make dua. Because both duas are going to the same Allah. That man, even if he goes for Hajj, and they just manage with a helicopter to land him in Arafah, if he understands this point of wadduha, wal-layli idha saja, that sometimes you got work to do in the day, sometimes there's work to do at night. If he understands that, even if he goes for Hajj, and he falls sick from the beginning till the ending, but he remains in this condition smiling, and people come and tell him, you spent 100,000, are you not feeling sad? And he says, I am happy with the decision of my Allah. I spent it for Him, and as long as I know He's happy with it, I'm happy. That man might be the cause of everyone's Hajj getting accepted. Although he never did anything. This is called Rada bin Qada. to be happy with the decision of my Allah. But when it happens, when you learn this wadduha, wal-layli idha saja, that there's work to be done in the day, a lot of work, lot of work. There is work to be done at night. At night you'll have to rest a little. At night you open your eyes and lift up your hands in dua. At night the work is different, but there's work. There's work when you're wealthy. You can give sadaqah, you can give zakat. There is work when a person is not wealthy. It's not that the wealth is gone, now what must I do now? There's work when you're wealthy. There's work when you're not wealthy. There's work when you're healthy. There's work when you're not healthy. There's work when you're young. There's work when you're old. When you're young, you stand in the masjid in salah. Allah loves seeing you. Now you become old, you can't stand, you have to sit, you feel shy. You don't feel shy, you say, I'm happy with the decision of my Allah. If He is happy to see me sitting, I'm happy to sit for Him. Now you say, there's a different work in old age. The lesson of wadduha, wal-layli idha saja, by the oath of day, by the oath of night, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Allah is not angry with you. Your Allah has not left you. So why are you leaving your Allah? Meaning in both conditions, you worshipped Allah when it was ease, worship Allah when it is difficult. Worship Allah during the day in a different way. Worship Allah during the night in a different way. Worship Allah in health in a different way. Worship Allah when you're not healthy in a different way. If a person understands this, he will find every condition of his is good, and the next condition, whatever it is even better. Here, this last point, we will read this verse then and end. When a person will understand this, he will find every condition of his is good. And the condition that's after, no matter how it is always better than the one before it. We normally will say, it was good, then the difficulty came. We'll say, no, it was good, then it got even better. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ Allah says, because I promise you, your every next step is always better for you than the previous one. But this is if you have this. Because when things were going well and you were doing what Allah wanted, it was making you go high to Allah. Then things stopped going well. But you still carried on doing what Allah wants. This makes you fly towards Allah. The second condition was even better than the first. Then again comes good conditions. And the individual thanks Allah. With shukr he goes further. The next stage is even better than the previous. This is the journey we make to Almighty Allah. There should not be one step on this journey where a man says it wasn't a good step. Allah Ta'ala says, your every next step for you must be better than the last step. But it happens when we learn the lesson of there is work for the night, there is work for the day. It is different works. Don't become so used to the work of one that when the time comes for the work of the other, you fall in depression. You see, this, what must I do now? There's always work to be done. Allah Ta'ala bless us in every condition. We can continue working to please Almighty Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One thought just came to me, I'll give you one final example of this. The scholars of India made jihad against the British. It was a famous battle. They really thought they were going to defeat the British. Everything was going right, but it was not the decision of Allah. The British won that battle. And they knew who was responsible. They killed so many ulama, so many ulama. But there were certain selected servants of Allah. They never fall in depression. When they realize that we're not going to defeat the British in jihad, they never just sit. Immediately they told their students that now we cannot make jihad for a while. We don't have the strength. Open madrasas. They said, open a madrasa. They started teaching. Look at their mind, that if at the moment we can't fight the enemy in one way, we will fight the enemy in another way. There's no depression for us. Someone would come to them and say, you lost. These people will say, where we lost? The loser is the one who hasn't got Allah. For me, ma wadda'aka rabbuk. My Allah never leave me. He say, your Allah never helped you. If he loved you, he would have given you victory. He say, it doesn't work like that. For me, it is wadduha. Sometimes we'll win the battle. Sometimes we'll lose the battle. In both conditions, my Allah wants to see me doing some different work. My Allah has not left me. That's a unique example of how they understood this. Me and you must also understand it. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.